What's going on, everybody? Cody here. I hope all of you are doing fantastic. And if not, just sit back, relax, and listen to the podcast. All right, so what I want to talk about today is what it really means to be happy in this life. So what does it take? What are the requirements to truly be happy? Now, first, I want to kind of go over what we think are the things that we need to be happy. And in today's day and age, it goes something like you graduate high school with good grades, you get your scholarship, or maybe you get lucky enough to have parents that pay for your college. And you get into a good college, you study something that you decide that you want to do the rest of your life when you're a teenager. You do well at that, you graduate, get a big boy, big girl job, and that's when it becomes kind of blurry. I guess you can then throw in the marriage and children. Well, you know what that sounds like to me? It sounds like that's what I would want you to think if I were at the top of the pyramid in society. If I was one of the huge stakeholders or owners of one of these big corporations or world leaders, that's what I would want you to think that you should do. Why? Because it's a never-ending supply of employees. And before I go down this little road here, I want to say we need employees. So this isn't like one of those attacks where I'm just saying being an employee is stupid, and like, that's not what I'm saying, because we need employees. So this is not a discussion on saying that being an employee is something bad. I'll get to my point here. It's something a little bit deeper than that. So what happens when you graduate college is you go out and get a job. Now, when you have a bachelor's degree or a master's degree, you normally get a job, if you're lucky enough to get a job, I should say, you get a job with a pretty impressive title. So I talk to a lot of people every day on LinkedIn and social media, and you'll see someone with this really fancy title, and then they'll tell me, well, all I really do is this, you know, X, whatever that thing is. And it's really just one thing, but then their title implies that they're this la 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 la, this big thing, but really what they're doing is one single process in the company. Now, it might be important for the company, but what ends up happening is that when you do the same thing over and over and over again, you get sick of it. I mean, I've had jobs like that where they're extremely repetitive. I mean, I can't imagine being on some sort of conveyor belt just, I don't know, plucking off feathers of a chicken or something like that, where it's just, that's all you do for 8 hours, 10 hours or more. Wow. But even these jobs that have big fancy titles, it obviously is a bigger scope than plucking feathers off of a chicken. But once you get good at something, that's when you stop growing. And when you stop growing is when you eventually become unsatisfied with what you're doing. And that's the moment when money doesn't matter anymore. That's the moment when you look at your title and you stop telling your friends about it, because deep down inside, you really know it's not that impressive and it's all illusion. It's all just a facade. It does look really good on a resume though, right? So at least there's that. So you're at this job. You've realized, okay, is this all there is? You did everything you were supposed to do. And once you get, let's just say in your mid to late 20s, you realize that this is all it'll ever be. Now, some people do go up in companies. They rise to the top. But for most people that are not at the top, and at, I don't want to say the bottom, but they're, you know, on a lower rank, so to speak, but you kind of realize that it's there's only so many jobs at the top. So it becomes a matter of probability. Now, not everybody can rise to the top. Like I just said, there's only so many. So everyone knows this. Now, it's not to say that people aren't motivated to try to get up to the top, but my point is that you hit that certain place where you kind of come down to only a couple options, and you say, well, I'm either gonna rise to the top of this company, but that's not a guarantee. And that becomes sort of a risk. Or I'm gonna just stay where I'm at now and always be here. And that's sort of a risk as well in its own right. If you're staying where you're at, well, you're not growing. So the money doesn't grow. We need to grow as people. And that's a risk. And it's a risk to just assume you're going to rise to the top, because that's not a guarantee. It's a matter of probability. Now, I know some go-getters are saying, well, if you work hard enough and all that, that is completely true. But let's just say, even for professional stock traders, you could be the best one in the world, but it's still a matter of probability. So if you're right 70% of the time, well, you didn't know 100% on each trade you were going to be correct. It was just playing a game of probability. So obviously, the better you are, the higher your chance you're going to win, but it's still not a guarantee. Therefore, there's still risk involved. So once you get to that place, there's a feeling that sets in. It's the feeling of feeling trapped. And that happened to me. And I know that happens to a lot of people, but I'm not sure what age group this really starts to set in. I don't know. I would imagine the older you get, the more this starts to happen. I'm just taking a guess here. But it does seem like that, because it's just more time to finally realize this. So there is an answer to this problem. Now, there never used to be. Throughout time, back in time, people didn't have any other option. If you weren't at the top, well, it was pretty hard to start from the bottom and go up. In today's world, it is so much easier to start at the bottom and rise to whatever you consider the top. And what I'm speaking about is your own personal freedom, not rising to the top of a company, because even if you become a corporate executive or whatever your big lofty goals are in working for somebody, even if you get there, you're still not totally free, because you still are a slave to time. You are still trading your time for money. And you still have to show up because other people are telling you that you have to show up. So what's the answer? It's the internet. Now, a lot of people say, well, I don't know anything about the internet. And obviously, if you don't know anything about the internet, it makes total sense to say that. But what I'm here to tell you is the internet is, it's at a point where you don't have to be technical at all in order to have a business online. There are a lot of different things you can do online, and each one is just, it just depends on the type of person you are and what you're into. But it typically has to do with selling. Now, selling is the one job in corporate America or any business. It's the one job where you do have some control over what you're making. So that is the most businessy job there is. You can have a chance to earn passive residual income, and that's the key right there, the passive income. But what's even better than being a salesperson for a company? It's being a salesperson for yourself. And there are so many options out there. That is literally what I do. That I've been trying internet businesses for years. I've tried e-commerce. I've tried a little affiliate marketing. And when I say tried, I mean it's, you know, there was never a big failure moment for me financially. But I was just figuring out what I liked. Do I want to sit all day writing blogs and placing affiliate links? Do I want to always be running ads, trying to find the next best product from China, pushing it out on Facebook? Do I want to get into network marketing? If I want to get into network marketing, then what product do I want to sell? What's legit? You know, all these types of questions, I had to try different things to figure out what worked for me. Luckily, I did figure that out, and that's what I'm doing right now. So I make this podcast really just to give some value out there. I have no intention. I don't have intentions of monetizing this channel. I mean, obviously at this point, I don't really have any viewers or listeners, but let's just say I did. It's not really why I'm doing this. I'm just trying to help somebody, you know, that's kind of my goal. So back to what I was saying here, the point of this podcast today is to just show you that there are options, and let me backtrack. There are a lot of people feeling that trapped feeling. You're not the only one, and there is a way to have what you want. And you know what I figured out? What is the way to be truly happy? It's not just having a lot of money. It's not just having this high status title. It's having freedom. You have to have a good amount of money, a comfortable amount of money, and you have to have the freedom. And I don't see that combination happening very often in companies. But online, you can do that. Obviously, it takes work, it takes knowledge, but there's people out there that are willing to help. People that have already done it, people that are successful. It's sort of the stage in their life where it's now their turn to help others because somebody helped them. So it is a possibility, and there are lots of people making money online. And the cool thing about making money online, guys, is if you are successful, the world is your market. And you can create passive income online, which gives you, you get a paycheck, or it's not a paycheck, it's not a salary. You get profit every day, every week, every month. And if you get successful enough, it's comes without you even having to work. You just have to maintain what you've already built. Getting there, planting the seed, and growing it, that's the hard part. But ask yourself, is 2 to 5 years really that long to get financially free, to be an independent person, to freely travel the world and do what you want? Is 2 to 5 years really that long? You're going to spend 2 to 5 years alive doing something anyway. And my last point with why you should look into an internet business is that you don't have to quit your day job in order to start one. You just start small. That's the beautiful part about it. That is why if you learn whatever it is for you, if you learn a internet business that works for you, it can set you free. And that is the end of today's podcast. Just cut it off like that because I see it's been going on way too long here. But all right, guys, that's it. And I'll just have to see you in the next one. I hope you guys have a good rest of your day. If you're watching this at 2 in the morning, then get some sleep. And I don't know what I'm talking about here. I'll see you in the next one. All right, guys. Bye.